Douglas Mpuga sitting in for Sonny Young. Hello, Douglas.
Hello, Kim.
What's on tap today?
Well, Kim, we start off in Zurich at the FIFA headquarters.
Okay, great.
Thank you very much. The World Football Governing Body, FIFA, has confirmed it will hold the election for its next president at a special congress on February 26th. The election will determine who will succeed Sepp Blatter, who has been president since 1998. Blatter and Vice President Michel Platini have both been suspended for 90 days amid corruption allegations, which both men deny. Platini is seeking the next presidency, though, as is Prince Ali bin Al Hussein. Platini, who is president of European Football's governing body, UEFA, submitted his candidacy papers earlier this month, but FIFA says it cannot recognize his candidacy while his ban is in place and he cannot campaign. However, FIFA's electoral committee says it may allow him to stand if his suspension ends before the election date. Sheikh Salman bin Ibrahim Al Khalifa of Bahrain is expected to contest the election. Others are former Trinidad and Tobago midfielder David Nakhid, ex-Tottenham defender Romano Vega. Swiss Blatter is under criminal investigation over claims he made a £1.35 million payment to Platini in 2011, as well as allegations he signed a contract unfavorable to FIFA. And now let's go to Johannesburg, South Africa, and join Daybreak Africa's Mark Ouma. Hello, Mark.
We begin with football. Saad Guir scored in the 75th minute to lift the hosts Tunisia to a 1-0 triumph over defending champions Libya in their African Nations Championship qualifier in Tunis on Monday. In Chile, Croatia pipped South Africa 2-1 at the FIFA Under-17 World Cup in Concepcion on Monday. Today, Tuesday, Guinea plays South Korea in La Serena as defending champions Nigeria face hosts Chile in Viña del Mar. Meanwhile, hosts Ethiopia and Burkina Faso drew 0-0 in the return leg of the Africa Women's Under-20 World Cup qualifying at Addis Ababa on Sunday. Ethiopia advance on a 2-0 aggregate. They face Ghana as South Africa engage Nigeria in the other encounter to determine the two teams that will represent Africa at the global contest. In cricket, Uganda lost by 138 runs to Ireland at the ICC Cricket World Cup qualifiers in Pandaramaran, Malaysia on Monday. Turning to athletics, Kenyan defending champion Abraham Cheruben won the Valencia Half Marathon in Spain on Sunday. Cheruben's winning time of 59 minutes and 10 seconds is the world's quickest time in the event this year. Ethiopian Netsanet Gudeta won the women's race in a personal best and a new course record of 1 hour 7 minutes and 30 seconds. In Portugal, Kenyan Asbel Kipsang triumphed at the Rock and Roll Marathon in 2 hours 9 minutes and 26 seconds in the Portuguese capital Lisbon on Sunday. Kenyan Purity Rionoripo prevailed in the women's race in 2 hours 25 minutes and 9 seconds, while Eritrea's Nguse Amlosom and Kenyan Beatrice Mutai won the men's and women's half marathon races respectively. Finally, in Canada, Kenyan Ismail Chemtam clocked 2 hours 9 minutes to win the Scotia Waterfront Marathon in Toronto on Sunday. Ethiopian Shume Demise triumphed in the women's race in a time of 2 hours 23 minutes and 37 seconds.
That was Mark Ouma reporting from Johannesburg, South Africa. Thanks, Mark.
Voice of America's news, talk, and music programs are now at the tip of your fingers. Find everything at www.voaafrica.com. Listen to VOA's program lineup live anytime, day or night. Pick out your favorite shows and listen anytime you want. Download our podcasts. Check VOA Mobile from your cell phone. Subscribe to VOA Newsfeed. VOAnews.com.
I encourage our VOA listeners with internet access to check out the Sunny Side of Sports Facebook page. The address is facebook.com/VOA Sunny. Once again, that address, facebook.com/VOA Sunny. You'll see photos and videos, and you can post your comments. So check out the Sunny Side of Sports Facebook page.
Voice of America.
This weekend, it's the second leg of the final qualifying round of Orange African Nations Championships qualifiers, Rwanda 2016. I reached our African football guru, David Legg, in Johannesburg, South Africa. So, David, exciting qualifiers.
Right, Douglas. It's the first round, first leg matches, and at stake here for the winners are places in the finals in Rwanda, which will be next January and February. And a reminder to all our VOA listeners that the African Nations Championship is the competition for home-based players. So the European stars are excluded from this competition. And something else that's different from the Cup of Nations is that the qualifiers are based on regions. And if we start in the West Zone A, in Bamako, it was Mali 2, Mauritania 1. And then again in Bamako, unfortunately, because of the Ebola epidemic, Guinea have to play their home matches there. It was Guinea 2, Senegal 0. We then move on to West Zone B in Kumasi in Ghana. It was Ghana 2, Ivory Coast 1. That was a big match of the weekend. And then Port Harcourt in Nigeria, Nigeria 2, Burkina Faso 0. In Niamey, Niger 2, Togo 0. Down to Central Africa, in Yaoundé, Cameroon 0, Congo-Brazzaville 0. In Jamaica, Chad 0, Gabon 2. The Democratic Republic of Congo received a walkover because the Central African Republic did not have the funds to fulfill their fixture. In a region called Central East, in Kampala, it was Uganda 2, Sudan 0, and in Bujumbura, Burundi 2, Ethiopia 0. And then down to the southern region, three matches in Bulawayo in Zimbabwe, Zimbabwe 3, Lesotho 1. At Indola in Zambia, Zambia 3, Mozambique 0. And in Johannesburg, South Africa 0, Angola 2. And the return matches will be played on the weekend of October 23, 24, and 25. As mentioned, the real attraction of the weekend was undoubtedly Ghana against Ivory Coast, two of the top three ranked nations in Africa. And from that game emerged a very unlikely star. It was Joel Famaye. He plays for a second division club in Ghana. People basically had never heard of this player, especially in the Ivory Coast. And the Ivorians were sitting pretty when Sangare scored after 31 minutes for the Elephants. But Famaye showed his prowess in the penalty area by equalizing just on the stroke of halftime. And then at stoppage time at the end of the match, he struck again. That's a slender lead for Ghana, who have competed in all three previous CHAN competitions. In fact, they reached the final on two occasions. In 2009, they lost to DR Congo 2-0. And much more recently, in 2014 in Cape Town, they drew 0-0 with Libya after extra time in the final, but the Libyans emerged victorious on a penalty shootout. There were a lot of home victories. If you look at the western area, Mali, Guinea, Nigeria, and Niger all winning at home. In Central Africa, disappointment for Cameroon, though. An ultra-defensive Congo-Brazzaville side went to Yaoundé and restricted the Cameroonians to very few clear-cut chances. And the Congolese will be more than happy with a 0-0 draw. Trouble, unfortunately, in Jamaica. The Chadian fans were very disgruntled with the performance of their side and started hurling water bottles onto the field near the end, but it didn't prevent Gabon coming away with a 2-0 victory. In the central region, good home wins for Uganda and Burundi because they both won by 2-0, but very importantly, did not concede goals at home. And my prediction there is that Burundi and Uganda can score away goals this coming weekend. They should progress to the finals. Zimbabwe, another side that have been ever present at the CHAN finals. Good 3-1 home win there in Bulawayo over Lesotho. That should be enough to see them through to the finals. South Africa paid the price for fielding a makeshift side at home to Angola. The Angolans scoring twice in the second half. And you'd only be a very brave South African if you felt that they could now reach the finals. I think one of the bankers to get there will be Angola. Douglas?
Thanks, David. That was our African football guru, David Legg, reporting from Johannesburg, South Africa. And just before we go, Nigerian striker Emmanuel Emenike has retired from international football. The 28-year-old, who plays for Al Aini of Dubai, has not scored for the Super Eagles since October 2013. Emenike, the second player to announce his retirement from Nigeria's senior squad this month, following Lille goalkeeper Vincent Enyema, Nigeria's most capped player, who quit after a much-publicized row with coach Sunday Oliseh. Olisha was reportedly considering leaving out Emenike for next month's World Cup qualifier against Swaziland because he has not scored at international level for 2 years. Emenike made his international debut in a friendly against Sierra Leone in Lagos in February 2011 and was top scorer at the 2013 Africa Cup of Nations, helping Nigeria lift the trophy. He made 37 appearances for the Super Eagles and scored 9 goals. And that's it for this edition of the Sunnyside of Sports. I'm Douglas Impuga. Sunny Young will be back tomorrow. Now back to you, Kim.
Thank you, Douglas. And listen to the Sunnyside of Sports Monday through Friday at 1631 UTC and 1831 UTC. And on Fridays, Sunny has an expanded half-hour edition of the Sunnyside of Sports at 1730 hours UTC, right here on the Voice of America.
Coming up, a nonprofit group breeding more nutritious plants to share them with Africa and the world. And next, educating women in